With SRN News, I'm John Scott. More fatalities have been identified from the Texas floods. One of the latest was Odessa, Texas police officer Bailey Martin. He was on a family trip to the Guadalupe River. 91-year-old Sally Sample Graves was killed when her home was swept away by the rampaging waters. 120 dead, more than 160 missing. The grueling search continuing across a 60-mile area. New Mexico officials promising help for residents caught in flash flooding this week.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says that with a federal disaster declaration, the state should get the help it needs following Tuesday's flash flooding that caused much destruction to the town of Ruidoso and killed three people. But the governor says there is federal money the community has never received.
That's $12 million. That helps us do all the rest of the levee work that really needed to be in place.
Audio courtesy of KOAT. A presidential disaster declaration would mean more than $50 million for things like water rescues and damage to public infrastructure. I'm Donna Water.
A new UN AIDS agency report says the sudden withdrawal of U.S. funding has caused a systemic shock to the global effort against AIDS and HIV.
Years of American-led investment into AIDS programs has reduced the number of people killed by the disease to the lowest levels in more than three decades. The UN AIDS report says if U.S. funding is not replaced, it could lead to more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by the year 2029.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 261 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 39 points. This is SRN News. People of faith weigh in on transgenderism and kids.
The poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks members of various faith groups if parents should be allowed to obtain a sex change operation for their underage child. Unitarian Universalists are the most likely to say yes, 69%, followed by Jewish people at 63%. At the other end of the spectrum, only 31% of white evangelical Protestants think a mom or dad should be allowed to get their kid a sex change operation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Elon Musk, artificial intelligence company, says it's taking down inappropriate posts made by its Grok chatbot, which appeared to include anti-Semitic comments that praised Adolf Hitler. Grok was developed by Musk, XAI, and pitched as an alternative to rival chatbots such as Google's Gemini or OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is SRN News. Houthi rebels attacked and sunk a cargo ship Eternity Sea in the Red Sea. A European naval force reported Wednesday only six of the 25 crew members have been rescued. BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher.
This is the second such attack where the Houthis have mounted against a ship in the Red Sea in the past few days. They did so on Sunday against another ship. All of the crew members were rescued from that ship. But this is certainly a new development from the Houthis. There haven't been such attacks on shipping really since the end of last year. We had today again, and we've just heard from the Houthis, that they fired a missile targeting, they say, the international airport here in Israel. It was intercepted by the Israeli defense, as happens so often.
The attack Monday night, which also killed at least three crew members, marks one of the most serious assaults in the region's vital maritime trade route. More details at srnnews.com.